Track 2. Friends in High Places. The old Glossop Hall stood a few stone throws ahead and a little to the left of this former fish pond. Like I say, nothing remains today except the name. The bungalows stand on the appropriately named Old Hall Close and Park Close off Hall Meadow Road. If you've got a phone with you, take a look on Google Maps. A local lady, Miss Bennett, often visited the Hall's grounds as a child, when it was still the Howards' private property. I found this quote of hers in a book called I Remember, Reminiscences of Glossop Before the First World War.
My uncle, George Bennett, was a friend of his lordship's head gardener. On Sunday evenings we went over the grounds with the gardener, who took care of plants and flowers, sheds and orchards, to give pleasure to his lordship during his residence. In the little spinney in the back of the house I had a tree swing. After we'd seen all was right in the long wood and meadows, we could see the peacocks. Two were on the front lawn, two black swans were on the big lake, which was very large and deep. A little further past the playgrounds now was a watercress stream, and we gathered cress for tea and tomatoes for the cook at the Hall.
She sounds lovely, doesn't she? But she had a mischievous side, as you'll discover at the next stop. Follow the shady tree-lined path between the brook and the pond, walking its full length, and then cross the bridge to enter the Rose Garden, our next stop.